How does Dr. Vaniegelter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Iquan Chavez, date of birth 11/21/1972, date of procedure March 14, 2024. Physician is Dr. Vaniegelter. Your referring physician is Dr. Jose Maza. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, hot snare, polypectomy, and hemoclips deployment times one. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, poor prep, diarrhea, weight loss. Description, procedure, form, symptoms obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, which among them so well explains that patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Today is for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period, while lubricated. Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and man's direct vision to the cecum, vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, is obtained at the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam is run, period. While the lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum advance, and the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and compounds of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, but then the constraints of the poor prep period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was poor, graded as a 4,1-1-2 period. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. At upper endoscopy, in the posterior oropharynx, there was noted to be an approximately 15-millimeter nodule just proximal to the esophagus, period. Next sign, the Z-line was regular, 40 centimeters from five block. Next sign, there was evidence of patchy and diffuse gastric there was evidence of diffuse gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body of histology separately. Next sign, there was evidence of a 15-millimeter duodenal, 15-millimeter nodule in the gastric body that was biopsied bite on bite for further evaluation. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulbous erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, there was significantly poor prep, graded as a Boston bowel prep score of 4,1-1-2. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 10-millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another diminutive sigmoid colon polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the rectum was reevaluated given prior history of large polyp noted, there was evidence of polypoid tissue, again, at the same site, this was approximately 15 millimeters in size, the polypoid tissue was removed piecemeal, was resected piecemeal with a hot snare and a braided snare, and the edges were fulgurated, a hemoclip was applied for good hemostasis. Next line. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend endoscopic ultrasound for the gastric nodule noted, pending findings on pathology. We'll discuss this at follow-up office visit. Next line, Given piecemeal resection, again, of the rectal polypoid mucosa, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 months for further reevaluation, as well as due to the poor prep. Comma, will need a 2-day prep for the next exam. Comma, patient this was discussed with the patient in further detail. Next line, recommend ENT evaluation for nodule at the posterior oral pharynx. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, given weight loss, would recommend CT chest, abdomen, pelvis for further evaluation. Next line, if patient is found to be anemic, particularly iron deficient, on labs, would recommend pill cam for further evaluation. Thank you.